We have your chance to see the Strokes at Just Like Heaven and also get on the standby boarding list for a shot to see them again at Summer Sonic Festival in Japan coming up on K-Rock. It is world-famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What is up, party people? We're going to recap Coachella for you coming up on today's show. We have People Are Dumb, A Thief with a Brick. What's up with Florida? A naked guy dancing on the freeway. We have the 420 catch of the day, which is our new music feature. And in the 5 o'clock hour, we've got tickets to see Bleachers twice, once in the Sound Space and another time at the Troubadour. Plus, we'll continue to qualify you to see the Strokes in Japan. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
If you're waiting for me to ask you what you're talking about, plan on falling over dead before I do.
Matt Bellamy from Muse was supposed to be there on Friday night at Coachella with a DJ named Anima, except for that was canceled because of the wind, but he almost ran over me in a golf cart. Anyway, Matt from Muse at Coachella. It is K-Rock Mile High Club, destination number 12. Listen for your chance to win tickets to see the Strokes when they play Just Like Heaven, and you'll also be on the standby boarding list to see them again in Japan, and that's going to happen in less than 20 minutes on K-Rock.
People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb.
This comes from Altoona, Pennsylvania.
A 15-year-old is being charged as an adult after allegedly robbing a store.
Was it a five-finger discount, or was there a weapon involved?
According to police, Kingston Bingham entered Fifi's in Altoona on Sunday with a brick in his hand.
He walked in with a brick in his hand
and demanded all of the money.
Or I'll throw this brick at you.
When the cashier told him the money was locked away, Bingham got angry and smashed the brick down on a cash machine and broke a TV monitor.
Dude, doesn't everybody know the stores do that way? They keep their cash hidden in a vault that's timed so you can't just reach it and get it immediately?
Bingham then ran away with the brick and over $500 in cash.
Can't leave your weapon at the scene of the crime.
But a witness was able to chase him down and brought the money back to the store.
It wasn't even somebody from the store. It was just a witness that saw it happen. Just ran after him and tackled him and got the money and took it back.
They also flagged down officers who verified the story through the store security cameras. Bingham faces several charges, including robbery and threat of serious injury.
Dumbass.
It is K-Rock Mile High Club, destination number 12. Listen for your chance to win tickets to see him at Just Like Heaven. And you also get on the standby boarding list for a shot to see the Strokes in Japan. That's coming up in less than 10 minutes on K-Rock. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Alex.
Hey, Alex, you are caller 20.
Oh, nice.
You got tickets to see the Strokes at Just Like Heaven Festival, and you're also on the standby boarding list for a shot to see them again at Summer Sonic Festival in Japan.
Awesome. Thank you.
Spent the weekend at Coachella and saw some pretty amazing things. Teddy Swims, who played the main stage, brought out David Lee Roth, and they did Van Halen's Jump, which was very surprising. He also brought out a Jonas Brother and Vanessa Carlton, and they did 1,000 Miles. I love the surprises that happen at Coachella. My favorite of the weekend was Turnstile by far. The energy was crazy. The entire crowd was a pit. I was in a pit at one point and somebody lost their keys, and they sort of interrupted the mosh pit for a second, held up the keys to find the guy whose keys they were, handed them back to him, went right back to moshing. What a great community that is. On day two, on Saturday, I had three favorites. One was Jack White, who is always exceptional and played everything from all of his bands, with the Raconteurs, everything else. He was great. Somber, who, by the way, is 20. He's 20 years old. Somber killed it. He brought out Billy Corgan, and they did 1979, which was unexpected. And then my favorite was Nine Inch Noise, which is Nine Inch Nails with Boys Noise. And they did a bunch of different songs. Some of them were not Nine Inch Nails songs. Some of them were. They did a copy of and they did Closer, which I think maybe was the highlight of the whole festival for me on Saturday night. It was Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross with Boys Noise. I chose Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross over the Biebs, and I feel like I made a solid choice.
Yeah, hi, this is David Hasselhoff.
Yeah.
Listen, I wanted to figure out how to get tickets if I get down there.
I mean, there is one more weekend, but we're not giving away those tickets today, and certainly coming down here is not going to help.
How far is the festival from the Marriott Palm Desert, do you know?
I really don't. Sorry.
Yeah, and where do you think there's rooms at the Marriott available? Do you know?
I don't really work for the Marriott, David Hasselhoff. I'm sorry.
And when do the stuff really get going? In the afternoon?
Pretty much, yeah.
Major fan of K-Rock. I'd love to, introduce the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah, they're not playing this year. Listen, I got to run.
The Hoff loves to rock.
I do know that. Yeah. Two huge things coming to Southern California. One is the World Cup. Tickets seem to be impossible to get. And the Olympics are coming in 28. And we're going to talk to an LA Times writer who tried to get tickets for the Olympics and pretty much couldn't. It's World Famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. The Olympics are coming to town in 2028. And I read an article in the LA Times about an author who was trying to buy tickets for the Olympics, and it was almost impossible. Her name is Lorraine. I read an article from you in the LA Times about trying to get tickets for the Olympics, and it doesn't seem like those of us that live in Southern California are going to get much choice.
Yeah, they had this pre-sale for these LA 28 tickets, and it was supposed to be, it was kind of touted as something that was going to make the tickets more affordable for those of us who live in the area where the venues are. And people registered ahead of time to be part of this lottery, right?
Right.
So then once we got picked, if you got picked, I think it started like April 2nd, you were kind of given this window of 48 hours to go in there and, you could get up to 12 tickets. And they kept saying, yeah, they're going to be as low as $28. And I was like, wow, that's exciting. And then once my window came open, it was like, oh, there was nothing. It was...
And you had registered for this pre-sale already and gotten lucky enough to get picked. Are there any sports you're interested in that are available?
Well, I don't want to say obscure sports, but just things that I wouldn't pick first. Maybe like badminton, really early games, like not bronze, not gold, like the preliminaries. And those still were like $250.
Really?
So, yes. It was crazy.
Did you get the idea there were actually tickets for $28 anywhere?
I feel so duped. It's that idea. When you were a little kid and you saw the Sea Monkeys package, you're like, oh, they're going to come out like little people. And it's like, nope, no, they're little sea maggots. I felt really duped.
So you looked to try and get tickets for the basketball and all the other swimming, all those events?
Yeah, basketball, men's basketball, swimming, gymnastics. When I got in there, there was either it would just say no availability. It doesn't say sold out. It just say no availability. Or I don't think there was any men's basketball when I went in there. And the swimming started at 1100. And
wow,
up.
A ticket?
Yeah. Yes.
For swimming?
Yeah. And they had said there would be opening ceremony tickets in there. There was none left. But I could go to the closing ceremony if I wanted to pay. Wait for it. It was like just under $5,000 for one ticket.
That is so unbelievably crazy. It's sort of like the World Cup this summer.
That's what I'm hearing, yeah. And
I feel like I'm going to enjoy the Summer Olympics in front of my TV.
Well, they do say in the little video of, when you're looking for tickets, you can click on the video to see how to navigate the ticket area. And I think they already knew because there's an option in there. If you want to find other ways to go, you can volunteer. And I'm thinking, okay, so you can volunteer to work there for free and usher people to the seats that you couldn't afford or got locked out of.
That is what a bizarre thing for them to put in there. What a bummer to have the Olympics in our city and not be able to go see them.
Yeah, that really bummed me out. And I was like, why wouldn't I just buy Dodgers tickets?
Right.
I mean, I have to put up with the traffic every time I leave my house. So, why not just do that?
Yep.
It's cheaper.
Lorraine, thank you very much for talking to me today. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
K-Rock Mile High Club, destination number 12, is a chance to see the Strokes in Japan. Your chance to qualify for that is coming up on the world-famous K-Rock. It is K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday.
We got three things at four. That's coming up next on the world-famous K-Rock.
It's Kevin Ryder with the 420 catch of the day. On the way, Megan Holliday is here now with three things at four.
K-Rock. K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three things at four.
One, two, three.
Number one, a woman in Roswell, New Mexico is facing some very serious charges after police say she tried to get revenge on her ex-boyfriend just hours after their breakup.
Uh-oh.
By calling American Airlines and falsely reporting that he was bringing a bomb onto a plane. Investigators say the call triggered a full airport security response. Officers detained the guy, searched his rental car and luggage, and even brought in the bomb squad before realizing that the whole thing was completely made up. Police quickly traced the call back to 47-year-old Brooke Ayers, who they say admitted the report was false and motivated by their breakup. And things somehow got worse from there when officers went to arrest her. She allegedly dug her fingernails into one officer's arm and threatened another with a knife, which added assault charges to the list. So she's now facing, making a false bomb threat, aggravated assault on a peace officer, battery, and resisting arrest. Most people, when they break up, you just unfollow each other on Instagram.
Yeah, true.
And that's it.
That guy's so lucky he got away from her.
Oh my God, 100% terrifying. Number two. The Commerce City Police Department in Colorado arrested a man who initially reached out applying for a job. While looking into his application, 6 pages worth of criminal history popped up, plus active warrants. So they called him in to, chat about his application, wink, wink. The man showed up hoping to go on a ride along with an officer, and instead he wound up in custody. And officers say when they were walking the man to booking, he asked if his arrest would negatively impact his hiring chances. I love how insanely dumb he is. Whoa. I love it so much. And number three, a 57-year-old woman from Madrid allegedly spent 28 years pretending to be blind after telling family and friends she had lost her sight due to an eye injury.
28 years?
28 years for nearly 3 decades. Those around her believed that she could not see and treated her as if she truly were blind. The woman later admitted she was never blind and used the disguise of blindness to avoid social interactions like greetings and small talk, saying that she was just never very social and wanted to skip daily conversations that she found uncomfortable.
What the hell?
Her family was shocked when the truth came out, recalling times that she seemed to watch TV or wear makeup perfectly. Now, having received disability support while pretending to be blind, she reportedly faces legal consequences for the deception.
Good.
I'm Megan Holliday. That was Three Things at Four on K-Rock.
K-R-O-Q. K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
The Strokes played Coachella this past Saturday night. And we are doing our K-Rock Mile High Club destination number 12 with a chance to see them again in Japan. So one of the encore songs from Coachella Saturday night by The Strokes was Under Control, one of their bigger hits. So we're going to play that for the 420 catch of the day. That is Under Control, The Strokes. It is our 420 catch of the day on the world famous K-Rock. Would you like to see The Strokes in Japan?
1,000% the coolest trip in the world. Get on the standby boarding list coming up on K-Rock.
A, I love it, this story.
Yes.
B, there's no way it's true. It just can't be.
I don't know.
It can't be true.
I don't know. I found it and I loved it. So, and I just thought it was hilarious.
Tell us
so
about
here it
again.
Is. 57-year-old woman from Madrid, Spain, spent 28 years pretending to be blind after telling family and friends she lost her sight due to an eye injury. Those around her really believed she couldn't see, and she later admitted that she was never blind, and she used the disguise of blindness to avoid social interactions like greetings and small talk, saying that she was never very social, and she wanted to skip daily conversations that she found uncomfortable.
Here's why I don't believe that, because you're going so far to avoid small talk that most people don't hate, but
you
love,
deal.
But, You deal.
You deal. You do what you got to do.
But that's like, that's overkill. Like, really? You're going to be
a huge commitment.
You're going to tell your family and friends you're blind for 28 years.
And it said that they were suspicious of her because her makeup always looked good. And that sometimes it would seem like she was watching TV. And then it says that she has to give all this disability support back because she got money
good.
For
her. Yeah, good. Know, she should. She must have lived by herself, but I guess not if she's
she
blind.
To. Well, yeah, that's true.
I don't know.
Yeah, these are, I don't know. There's a lot of questions. I probably should have fact checked it all,
no,
but I just thought
let's
it
not
this
fact-
is so funny.
Yeah, I want it to be real and I'm going to believe it. I'm not going to fact check it. All right. So the phone topic for today is things your friends or family don't know about you. Things your friends or family don't know about you. So it can be you used to be in a band. It can be you never finished college.
It can be you sell feet pics online
sure.
for side money.
Sure.
You know?
Feet pics or any other kind of pics.
Yeah, sure.
Sure. Uh-huh. Things that your friends or family don't know about you. What is that? And for the best, call and or text at 800-520-1067.
You're going to come out and see Bleachers in the Sound Space on April 21st and then also see them again at the Troubadour on September 10th.
A twofer of the of Bleachers. So you got that for the prize. 800-520-1067. Things that your friends or family don't know about you. It's K-Rock. Things your friends or family don't know about you.
The 626 said, I went through a phase of kleptomania. It's mostly over now and exclusively lift from Whole Foods or Target. Just those two. All right. That makes it okay then.
Sure. We are taking your phone calls at 800-520-1067 about things your friends or family don't know about you.
The 562 said, something my friends and family don't know about me is that I am a nude model for an amateur art class every other weekend, and I've been doing this for 2 years now. That is so random and awesome.
Wow, I love that.
And I have so many follow-up questions.
For the best call and or text, you get tickets to see Bleachers at the Sound Space and at the Troubadour from K-Rock. Things your friends or family don't know about you is the topic today on K-Rock.
And you can call us at 800-520-1067. The best call. We're hooking you up with tickets. You're going to come out and see Bleachers at the Sound Space and see them again at the Troubadour.
K-Rock, hello.
Hi there.
Hi. Things your friends or family don't know about you.
So it's one thing, and it just happened. I don't know if this is going to be a good one, but I'm pregnant. I've told everyone, like the people that think that I may have been, I told them I'm not, but I am. And I have a lot of NetBanger friends, so they listen to K-Rock very often, and I feel like this will be a crazy way to tell them.
Oh, my God. Well, first of all, congratulations.
I think, right?
Yeah, I mean, they were kind of waiting for confirmation, and they were like, are you pregnant? I was like, no. They were like, okay, great. Like, you know, we're going to go to the Cinco de Mayo drinking, and now I'm like, I have to tell them before all that happened.
It's probably smart, yeah.
Well, this is a great way to do it. I love it.
There's Bexy, there's Shay, Erica, there's they all are net bangers, and we watch, you know, that Klein Alley on YouTube every single morning.
Fantastic.
Well, you guys are the best. Oh, congratulations.
What a bizarre way to tell people something.
I know. I'm so scared about what they're going to say because they were so happy that I'm not pregnant, and now that I'm going to tell them that I am pregnant.
K-Rock, hello.
Hi.
Hi. Things that your friends or family don't know about you.
I don't know if I should admit this, but I did have a coke addiction for about 2 years.
You had a what? A what?
I had a cocaine addiction for about 2 years that I didn't tell anybody about.
Oh, yeah.
And did they not notice?
They didn't notice that my spouse caught on and joined me at times.
So your husband said, I wish you didn't do that, but can I have a bump?
Yeah, can I have a bump?
Yeah. I mean, I was losing a little bit of weight. And I was like, oh, I take colostrum. It helps with my bloating.
That was me for a very long time trying to hide my addictions. I get it. Yeah, you can hide it for a while until you can't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yep. Happily sober now.
Good.
Yay.
Good, good.
Hell yeah.
All right. Things that your friends or family don't know about you, 800-520-1067. We are taking your phone calls and texts on things your friends and family don't know about you.
So hit us up right now, 800-520-1067.
Here's a song from The Strokes called Going Shopping. It's Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday at K-Rock. Things that your friends and family don't know about you.
The 714 said, I'm 18 and I bought my first scratch off and won $10,000. I put it in savings and my parents don't know that I have it. That is the most responsible 18-year-old I've ever heard of. Wow. Well done.
Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday, taking phone calls on things your friends and family don't know about you.
I am an adult film star, and nobody knows.
Same.
You're an adult film star, and no one knows?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, not super famous, nothing crazy, but yeah.
Okay, how long have you been doing this, and how did you get into it?
Many years. I kind of got recruited off the street, and it's just... Yeah, kind of a side hustle. Kind of, I make a couple thousand every month. And I've had strangers come up to me and be like, are you so-and-so? And I'm like, no, I'm not. I am not. That's not me. Oh. Got me wrong face.
Who discovers people on the street for porn?
I don't know. That guy is a freak. And so am I, apparently. So
you'll be out and about sometimes and with, you know, your friends and family, and people come up and they say, hey, are you so-and-so? And then you have to be like, oh, no, I'm not.
Yes.
And no one's suspicious of you.
Nope.
Oh, my God. I love it.
So I've had a friend of mine come up to me and be like, I found your thing. And I was like, oh, shoot.
So someone caught you.
Yeah.
Well, technically someone caught your thing.
Exactly.
But you caught them looking, so there.
Exactly. Red-handed. You're a freak, and you caught me being a freak, so congratulations. Now we're both in the same boat together. But they were very discreet about it, luckily. They didn't blow me up.
Oh, that's
they didn't
good.
Blow up the spot.
K-Rock, hello.
Things that our friends and family don't know about us, about me and my husband, is we got into swinging.
You got into swinging?
Yes.
How long ago?
About a couple of months ago. And so we had some friends joke a while ago about it, like a couple of years ago, and we were like, no. And then as it turns out, me and my husband were talking about it, and so we ended up trying it, and yeah.
And you like it?
Yes.
And your family would be upset?
Yeah, I think so, because they're very religious.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, the religious don't go for the swinging so much. Hey, Rock, hello.
Hi, Kevin, Megan.
Hi, Becca.
Okay, so I don't really have a story, but I just wanted to let you know the girl that called in about telling her friends that she was pregnant.
Yes, when one of the Klein Alley net bangers called in and basically announced her pregnancy on our show.
To her friends, like you.
Yeah.
Like, my best friend, Steph, like, she called me Bexy on the radio.
Oh, my God.
So you have to give it to her.
So you're one of the people that she told... By saying it on our show?
Yes, and I screamed, and I totally knew it was her. I recognized her voice right away,
oh,
and then I started
God.
Screaming, and then I just got off the phone with her, because I was like, Steph, oh my God! Oh my God, but I'm literally crying. I'm so happy, I'm excited, but yeah, I just had to tell you guys that.
I'm glad.
Oh, I love this so much.
I'm glad
much.
You did. Thank you for calling. I mean, do we have a choice now?
No, we absolutely do not have a choice. And it's kind of cool that someone announced their pregnancy on the show.
It has
right?
to be Stephanie.
So it's Stephanie.
Stephanie.
Yay!
Hi! Everything
that's
happened
so
just
crazy.
Like you said it would.
Yep, that's true.
She literally called me right after. I'm like, oh, of course you were listening.
You knew you would have some friends listening, so that,
yes,
that worked.
Definitely.
Well done.
Thank you guys so much.
You are welcome.
Love
you got
guys.
Tickets for Bleachers at the Sound Space April 21st and the Troubadour September 10th.
Woohoo! Thank you.
Yeah, congratulations,
Stephanie.
Thank you.
Thank you, Megan.
We want to send you to see The Strokes in Japan.
That's what I'm talking about. And also your tickets to see them at Just Like Heaven. Make that happen. Be Caller 20 coming up at 6 on K-Rock.